Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
ESPN has their list. We're going to make our own. 877-881-1053. Your all-time Dallas Mavericks all-star team. Calvin Booth better be on here for
all of you. Oh, Corey.
If he's not,
oh dear.
Then what have y'all done?
And also, if you want to know any of the other Western Conference teams, are there any of the other Western Conference teams y'all want to know before we get to the Mavs? Because I need to give Corey a minute to reconcile with the fact that Calvin Booth is not going to make the cut.
Even though our center spot is a weak spot. It's whatever, definitely the weakest spot to choose from.
He's done.
But he did get $30 million from the Seattle Sonics for making a layup. So
that's true.
Maybe the most important layup.
I will tell you this, since you asked about another team, I hate to say this because they're the team I hate the most because of how lucky they get with every superstar wanting to be there. I bet it's really tough to make a starting five for the Los Angeles Lakers.
So let's go to the Lakers where, I mean, this sounds like the most insane team ever, and they might have fudged a position just a little bit, but I definitely want to see this front court in action. So who do you think it is?
I think Magic and Kobe make up your point guard, shooting guard spot. This is where it's tough because I think most people consider Jerry West a shooting guard, but this is where I fudge and I get the logo, one of the greatest players in basketball history. I don't know where Jerry West ended up on that top. He's in the top 20, right?
I'll go check. I don't recall.
I know he's not
either.
11 or he wasn't in the top 10 and he wasn't 11 or 12 because I know that was Moses Malone and Hakeem Olajuwon. Yep. I just forget like 13 to when we get to 19 is Dirk Nowitzki, but I'd put Jerry West there. And then you'd go with Kareem at center over Wilt Chamberlain and Shaquille O'Neal. Don't make the team.
Keep in mind, position fudge.
Yeah, let's look at this more as like an all NBA where you go front court, back court.
Yeah, because you're on to something there, but.
I would go Shaq and Kareem and Wilt, I guess. They'll just all be my.
You got to eliminate one. You only get five.
I guess they will eliminate. Crap, would they eliminate Wilt? Because a lot of his, so they'll eliminate Wilt, even though, I don't think when he averaged 50 and 25, was that on the Sixers?
Yeah, because this is only for that team when they played for them. Keep that in mind.
Plus, what does he do under pressure?
Let me ask you this.
Hooks up with our moms.
Could you guys average 50 and 25 against seventh graders? Against like a good...
No.
I get it. Like, a lot of people will take Wilt away, like, going like, well, guess what? The centers in the NBA then were probably like 6'6 or 6'8 that he was going against, and he was 7'1. And even if that was the case, like, even if you were like a good high school basketball player, but then had to play against good seventh graders, you would dominate. I get it. You would dominate. Could you dominate to 50 and 25?
Probably about like 35.
Okay. What about the boards?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm getting all the boards. These people are tiny.
All right, you're ripping down 25.
I want to see Reggie like Barkley out there.
Actually, that's not true. These seventh graders are huge, man.
So we're leaving off James Worthy.
You're leaving off Elgin Baylor. You're leaving off Wilt Chamberlain.
Gil Goodrich.
I know he just got there, but you're going to leave off LeBron, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's Magic Johnson, Jerry West, and Kobe. And then in the front court, they put Kareem at forward and Shaq at center.
All right.
Which, I mean, I just want to see, because that would be like the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm super in on that. Golden State, since you brought up one of these guys.
This one's bad.
Who would you put for Golden State? Oh, do you not approve of this one?
I do not approve.
Okay. And I guess I will put Curry and Clay as the guards, even though, you know, I mean, hey, Mitch Richmond and Tim Hardaway Jr. for Run TMC.
TMC is not represented on this list.
Okay, Rick Barry has to be your three, right?
One would think.
Nope.
Chris Mullin? Oh, they did Kevin Durant because he's MVP?
Yep.
And they're going to leave off Rick Barry?
Yep.
I mean, you shouldn't. If we're going to fudge the Kareem Shaquille O'Neal thing to make one of them a forward, then we have to fudge on make Kevin Durant your power forward.
One would think.
They have him as a forward along with one other person.
They didn't do Andre Iguodala.
Nope.
Okay. And not Rick Barry.
Nope.
Why? Chris Webber?
Chris Mullen?
No. Chris Mullen didn't make it either. That's a great guess.
I guess I don't know the Golden State Warriors way back when history.
Nope. Don't have to know
you
that.
You need to know them way back
Baron
when.
Davis?
No.
At the four? Oh.
Draymond Green.
What about Wilt Chamberlain?
Wilt Chamberlain is the center.
They left Rick Barry. Come on, that's a joke. Look, Draymond Green, I'll respect Draymond Green. He is a good basketball player.
And he holds that. He's the reason why that team works. Like, I understand you valuing him, but if you put together your top five, he can't make it.
No. Not over Rick Barry and Chris Mullen.
It did not. I'm sorry. Right. But, yeah, Rick Barry doesn't make the cut, even though you already saw how they could fudge the lineups by running whatever guard numbers you want and getting rid of the center. But it's Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and then Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and as Corey brought up, Wilt Chamberlain.
They might as well just put another player on. Andrew Bogut beats out Wilt Chamberlain.
Now,
they put Andre Iguodala as their center. Well, that actually frustrates me. I don't know why. I'm not a Draymond Green hater. I know there's a lot of haters of Draymond Green, and I totally get it. But to leave off Chris Mullen and Rick Barry for Draymond Green is a joke.
Sense. Yeah, they should put Sleepy Floyd on there.
He went off on the Mavericks in 88.
Where's Adonal Foy? Why is he not on here?
No Colgate products on this list.
Or Danny Fortson, who used to be a Maverick for a little time.
So let's go to the Mavericks. And keep in mind, position flex, who are your all-time top five Dallas Mavericks all-stars?
Position flex, let's start Sean Bradley at the point.
Okay.
I will go with Jason Kidd, Rolando Blackman, Luka Doncic, Dirk Nowitzki. I don't care that Luka only has pretty much 2 years in the NBA. He's making my all-time Maverick team already. And then at center, that's my major issue because there's not really a long-term good center for Mavericks history. Yeah. I would go with Tyson Chandler, I guess, over James Donaldson.
What if I told you three of those five are wrong?
I will say they're not going to put Luka on there because of 2 years in the NBA.
That is correct.
They are not
going. If we update this in a few years, sure.
They're not going to go with a center because there is no good. There is no great center in Mavs history.
Donaldson.
Yeah, I mean, he made the All-Star team in 88. I think that's the only time a center's ever made the All-Star team for the Dallas Mavericks.
And then Kidd.
And they're not going to go with Kidd?
Doesn't make the cut.
I think here's the crazy thing. I think Derek Harper, Mark Aguirre, Jim Jackson, Blackman, Mashburn, Finley, Steve Nash, and Kidd and Terry are all interchangeable. Like, they're all
Mashburn
interchangeable.
Mashburn and Jimmy Jackson, I think you're too excited about they had a rap song together.
No, they're all interchangeable.
We got to find that song. I love that song so much. The Triple J's, unfortunately, Corey, they are not represented on the list.
So Aguirre's going to be the small forward, right, for his points and everything. I totally get it. But that'll quickly change. At least if they're not going to put Luka on it today, within 2 to 3 years, that's going to change really
quick. Although Mark Aguirre, to be fair, he was a damn good player. Yes.
Yeah, home run hitter, man.
That's Mark Maguire.
He kind of was. He was all offense and no defense. I mean, there's a story, and I know it has to be just a story and not a joke, but like when he'd play against Alex Inglis and Adrian Dantley, who also didn't care about defense, they were like, hey, if you let me get my 30, I'll let you get your 30 tonight. So it went Derek Harper at point guard over Steve Nash?
Derek Harper is your point.
Okay, I don't mind that. I think for Mavericks, I think Harper, Kidd, and Nash, I think you can choose any one of those three, and I can understand your argument.
Some early feedback on the fan text is they do not understand the absence of Steve Nash, who he didn't make the cut. He is not on the list, and I know some people have already said they're really frustrated, and for the guy who's waiting for Sed Sabalos to pop up on the list, I have some terrible news for you.
Chris Gatling made the All-Star team for the Mavericks. So.
There's Lucius Harris on here.
He did not make the cut either. Neither did Mike Isolino.
What about DeSong Diop?
No, he did not make it. He went on to win a championship, I do believe.
Mbanga.
For who?
The you Lakers, mean DJ Mbanga? Oh,
really? DJ Mbanga.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm thinking of Banga.
I always wanted to make an I Heart Banga shirt. Banga. I just thought
one of those
awesome.
Guys won a title. All right.
Okay. So, is Sam Perkins the...
Nope.
Roy Tarpley?
Nope.
Well, crap. I mean, the Mavericks have a crap history, honestly. Is Dirk I mean, the you center? Can just eliminate the whole 90s.
So they got Aguirre and Dirk.
Kurt Nymphius.
Front court. And they have three guards.
Harper.
That's correct.
Blackman.
Jason
Ronda
Terry.
Blackman
oh,
is correct.
Michael Finley?
No.
Jason Terry.
Okay.
He won a championship, man.
Well, they didn't care about Jason Kidd doing that.
Yeah, that is kind
of
weird.
I mean, Jason Kidd won Rookie of the Year, was the first starter that voted in as a starter in Mavericks history, then comes back and makes the All-Star team in 2010 and wins a championship in 2011, and they are like, eh, nope.
I don't know if DFW loves him as much as they love Jason Terry, though. Like, we love Jason Terry.
I get it.
Can I ask a weird –
he went through that 06 championship loss – and then he and Dirk didn't want it together. So I think that link right there is one of the big reasons.
I think I know the answer because of what you just said. I just want to be sure, though. Is Jason Terry more beloved than Steve Nash?
Yes.
I just feel like people bring up Steve Nash like so much.
Steve Nash was great. I mean, he was awesome. We loved him. He was amazing. I mean, you don't win against Utah without Steve Nash in that playoff. You don't get to the playoffs without Steve Nash. But Jason Terry, you know, Steve Nash, we kind of moved on from him, and Jason Terry was here and became beloved because of the personality and the simple fact of the story. The dude put a tattoo on his body of a championship trophy that he didn't have yet, and he would not let Dirk not win that championship. The two of them did it together. I think I love him more.
I understand you think you do, but I think this is going to be a 50-50 split. I think if you polled Maverick fans, because I saw recently, right, when Steve Nash came back, I mean, it was a standing ovation. It was, we love you and we miss you. Obviously,
and a lot of people felt that Cuban did him
right.
Wrong.
So I think it's 50-50 on it. I think, Corey, I think you make great points, but I don't know if anybody would win in a poll. I think it would be really close to a 50-50 on Jason Terry versus Steve Nash Maverick love.
And yeah, shout out to all our Mavs fans on the fan text. They're essentially playing Name a Maverick.
I love it. I love it. Name a Mav is my that name a Ranger. I love those games.
Somebody brought up the idea, could you only be on one team? No, because LeBron is on the all-time Miami and the all-time Cleveland team. Yeah. It just only takes into effect what you did on that team. People will be glad to know that Steve Nash is on the all-time Phoenix team, which makes a lot of sense because he won two MVPs.
Is Jason
MVPs
Kidd on
there.
That one too?
Nope.
Kevin Johnson?
Kevin Johnson is.
George McLeod?
Look into his history. George McLeod is not. I'm sorry.
Okay. What about Josh Howard? Where's Josh Howard on your list?
You know, before Josh Howard, and I know he flamed out spectacularly, but when he was good, he was...
He was great,
just not Josh Howard. This guy, when he was good, he was almost as good as any player of that era.
Marquise Daniels?
Roy Tarpley.
Oh.
Roy Tarpley looked like he was going to be the next big thing for the Mavericks, and then...
I don't remember him because by the time I got cable or whatever, he, you know, was a trouble guy, so I never got to see him actually play.
You know how I feel about this, Corey. I think it's astonishing to this day that Roy Tarpley was banished for life from the NBA not once but twice. That's a weird thing. They're like, you're banished for life. All right, you're back in. Now you're banished for life again.
What team do you think has the worst all-time team? Like, if we were to compare all these, which one? Question. Like, the Mavericks have got to be
in. That doesn't seem hard. That's really easy. Charlotte.
Charlotte.
I don't think you get to keep the Charlotte Hornets history. I think that goes to New Orleans.
I guess the Pelicans. Well, I guess they'd have Chris Paul, Anthony Davis.
Oh, you think again. They're going with the Charlotte Hornets, and this ain't bad.
Eddie Jones, Glenn Rice, Larry Johnson, Kemba Walker, Alonzo Mourning.
Four of those people.
Okay.
Del Curry makes the cut. So
so they get to keep all the history?
They do. So it goes unfair. Kemba Walker, Del Curry, Glenn Rice, Larry Johnson, and Alonzo Mourning. Well, then my thought would be, is it New Orleans? if they don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be because.
Yeah.
Not enough length, not enough depth.
Look, there's a couple of really standout players here, but here's their all-time team. Chris Paul, Drew Holiday, Jamal Mashburn, David West, and Anthony Davis.
That's a solid team.
Baron Davis, would he be in that mix too?
It's a solid team, but I'm saying up against like some of the rest of these, I don't know about all of that.
So
I'm really going to figure this out.
By the way, just to give our fans kind of an update on Roy Tarpley, in his third year in the NBA, he won Sixth Man of the Year. I mean, it was about to be pretty phenomenal. He had in the playoffs that year, so it's his third year in the NBA, right before, unfortunately, his career goes down the drain because of drugs, is he had a game in the Western Conference Finals where he had 21 points and 20 rebounds. That's against Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and James Worthy and Magic Johnson. He had another game in the playoffs where he went for 18 points and 20 rebounds. The game before that, that was also against the Lakers, too, 18 points and 20 rebounds. In the game-clinching game to get to the Western Conference Finals against the Nuggets, he had 18 points and 19 rebounds. The game before, 21 points and 16 rebounds with three block shots coming off the bench as the sixth man. I mean, he did play a lot of minutes. He wasn't playing, you know, bench minutes. But, I mean, he was pretty spectacular, and I believe Chris Arnold told us this, and I think in Game 7 against the Lakers, because – Roy Tarpley was the guy they were having most problems with. Magic Johnson said, when Roy Tarpley comes in the game, I'll guard him. Because he was an inside-outside threat, because he could take the ball from 18 or 20 feet and do damage at 6'10", 6'11", is that Magic Johnson said, to slow down the Mavericks offense, I will slow down Roy Tarpley.
Kevin, I have a list for you, and everybody loves a list, and I'm going to go through this real quick. This is the bottom 10 all-time teams according to NBA 2K rankings.
Okay, let me know if Seattle and Memphis are on there, because when
no.
I was just looking through...
Memphis is.
Okay.
Number 10, Toronto. Number 9, Orlando Magic. Number 8, the Clippers. Number 7, the Nets. Number 6, the Pelicans. Number 5, the Timberwolves. Number 4, the Pacers. These are all-time Pacers
teams. I just found the Pacers.
Put some respect on Rick Smith.
Number 3.
Not. Plus, he didn't make the team.
What?
Number 3, the Mavericks. Number 2, the Grizzlies. And number 1, worst all-time team, is the Charlotte Hornets.
Wow.
Tell me about it.
I saw Memphis, and I was like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Their best
that.
Player was Pau Gasol.
Yeah, so for Memphis.
Who was the hooper?
Yeah, I know, but you're like, this is the all-time best players, man. Mike Conley, Tony Allen, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, Zach Randolph, and Mark Gasol.
First team all-defense, Tony Allen?
Yes, first team all-defense, Tony Allen. Look, you got a fine team in the current NBA, sure, but all-time, I don't think that's going to work.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.